Sports Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by Travelers. Travelers, it's better under the umbrella. And by Tourism Ireland, with world-class courses, historic links, stunning scenery, and unmatched hospitality. Experience golf like never before in Ireland. Start planning your dream golf trip today at ireland.com/golf. Welcome back on this Masters Sunday. Hope you're having a happy Easter so far. And joining me now is PGA Tour coach Sean Foley, who has worked with a lot of top golfers through the years, including Tiger Woods, Justin Rose. Sean is also seen prominently in the Netflix series Full Swing that's been out for a few months. Sean, welcome to Talking Golf.
Hi, good morning, Ann.
How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Well, news broke earlier in this show that due to injury, Tiger has officially withdrawn from the Masters, completing seven holes of the third round. I was watching him a little bit yesterday. He bogeyed 10, he bogeyed 14, he doubled 15 and 16. And it was actually the first time in his career here that he made back-to-back double bogeys. It was plus 6 through 7, plus 9 overall. Does the news surprise you at all, Sean?
No, I would say that golf did not look very fun yesterday, especially especially just from the standpoint of how cold it was and the amount of rain and then the walking. So I think it's incredible to see the effort that he's given. To walk around that golf course, if you're healthy, is one thing. To know that his leg has bothered him, you know, hats off to Tiger. He makes the tournament more special when he's here, and it's always good to see him play golf, especially on this golf course.
Yeah, obviously the cold, rainy weather just proving too much for his ailing body. And it's just, you know, just the walking, the physical walking on this golf course when it's nice is tough. And then, you know, add in the cold rain and, oh, my goodness, it just looked brutal out there. But so you worked with Tiger from September 2010 to June 14th, 2014. Talk a little bit about how you both connected and what that was like for you.
I met Tiger through Sean O'Hare, Justin Rose, and Hunter Mahan. So I had had a good stretch with those guys, and Tiger was looking for help, so he asked me to help him. And you know, it was a tremendous honor. But I don't think at that point that you realize how different it's going to be. You have to kind of go through it to get to it. So just the level of fame, criticism. Fascinating times. So I kind of walked into Tiger's life at a time when people were walking out, and you know, to this day we still have a good relationship.
And so what do you think was perhaps your biggest impact on him during the years you worked with him?
I think it is, like, you know, as it is for most of my players, it's just being there for them in a slightly different way, you know. Just, it's really that. I mean, look, you're not, yes, we may be swing coaches, and if, you know, my mom comes for a lesson, I'm instructing her in what to do, but you're not really instructing Justin Rose on how to play golf or swing a golf club. So I think that, you know, golf gets confusing because, the way you feel changes so often, and I think coaches, basically, we kind of have a game plan of what it is that we want to improve at. You can use data to look at, you know, where the shortcomings are in people's games and come up with a plan to see if you can, you know, gain half a stroke more around the greens or on the greens. You know, sometimes players will be wanting to change equipment, just kind of being the voice of reference of why are we doing this? Just challenging them, I think, and then making sure they kind of stay, you know, it's not a direct path, but kind of stay around the plan enough.
Right. And when you were working with him, like, how severe was his back at that point with the injuries? Because he had so many of those back fusions and surgeries before, you know, he went to even a different level of injuries with the car accident in 2021 of February.
Yeah. I mean, look, Tiger, to become as good as Tiger or Annika or Federer or Serena, you just really have to do a lot of reps. And the problem with high-level sports is overuse to tissue. And you know, I think what happens, what we've learned now is that, you know, athletes previously were coming back too soon. And so, yes, the surgery was done and they felt better, but the rehab wasn't done enough yet. So I think to anyone out there who get the surgery done, whether it's their knee or their back, you know, once they tell you you're good to go, you should probably add 6 more months of rehab.
And I think Brooks Koepka ran into the same problem. The doctors told him about
tough,
a year
right?
and a half of you know, that it would take, and he went back prematurely, right?
But that's the thing, you know, they're playing for these massive titles. They have sponsorship deals. They know they're playing good. There's plenty of money on the line. And they are who they are because they think they can overcome anything. And, you know, that's normally a good thing. But when it comes down, it's very important that the team around you are knowledgeable and have education. And I know that the people that surrounded Brooks were all fantastic. They're all professionals. But at the end of the day, the player is the player. And he obviously learned from it.
What are your thoughts on Brooks? I mean, this guy looks like a machine out there, Sean. He's on a mission.
Yeah.
You know, he reunited with Claude Harmon. That's paying off. And, you know, he's, as I mentioned, he's healthy for the first time in years. He's, you know, where he can actually make that full rotation without pain.
Yeah. I mean, look, he's looked incredible this week. It's not easy to make Augusta look like it's a walk in the park, and he really did that for the first two rounds, and then I think went out in the rain and played beautifully. The one thing we know is Brooks is not going to make excuses. He's not going to blame it on anything but himself. He's a real champion that way. His level of ownership and responsibility is unique. Reminds me of Tiger that way, or DJ. And I think with those three, you know, they kind of just move from shot to shot better than most people. He's not going to spend a lot of time. I think Brooks forgives himself quickly, and I think he also knows that the game is difficult. And, you know, he's playing today. He's playing with house money. The thing is, with the temperature and the wind, those Sunday back nine 29s and 30s and 31s, they're just not going to happen. So to be that many strokes ahead is basically playing a chess match now with John Rahm.
That's
obviously,
right.
Sam, you know, everyone else is quite a bit back there. So I don't see anyone shooting 7 under par. But that being said, anything can happen. Once it starts raining like that, you get water on the ball, you get water on the club face, and strange things can happen. And as we know at Augusta, into the green, like hitting a terrible shot is always going to end up in a bogey. We're still going to have to wait till this evening to see who wins, but I would feel like Brooks is in a good place with his game. Even more so, he's feeling good. You know, I don't know how many of the listeners out there have had knee issues or foot issues, but I've had both. And when you don't feel those, I think everything else just gets better, because as you improve, everything around you improves. Because when you're going through the pain and you can't really do what you once did, it's as mentally challenging as it is physically. So I just see a guy rejuvenated with being physically able to do what he knows he can do and being grateful for the opportunity that, if you watch Full Swing, you know, Brooks could have convinced himself that it was over there. So
exactly. I know you played a major role in, you know, that first season of Full Swing. I understand they're filming a season two, but Brooks, when you watch that episode, he was depressed. He looked like he was just on the edge, you know, about to, you know, jump off the deep end. And now it's a whole different thing. So
that's the beauty of reality, right? Is it's not permanent. And so it's truth may be permanent, but obviously reality is not. So what is real today is not real tomorrow. And I think that if we caught almost anybody on the wrong day, everyone could sound like that. And then a week later, we could catch them on the right day and be like, man, is this person two people? And I think to some extent, we all are, based on whatever mood we're in.
Well, you probably hear more about your appearance in Full Swing than probably anything else, right? I mean, it's been such a popular hit. What was that like, being in that first series of Full Swing?
Yeah, no, it's cool. You know, as time goes on, I'm kind of branching out. I've been out on the PGA Tour for, almost 18 years. And it's just something interesting to be able to do. I have a lot of insider info on these players and the teams around them. I've watched them all come out, or I grew up out here with them. I'm just extending my tentacles in different directions and seeing what I enjoy.
And I know you have a new training aid out, Sean, the Pro Sender. Quickly, tell me about that.
Yeah, the Pro Sender, and Sender is S-E-N-D-R, goes on the right wrist, and it's a training aid that helps the golfer, right-handed golfer, we have a lefty version coming out in June, get the club in a much stronger, better position at the top of the backswing, and so from there they can go ahead and release it into impact. So that's at I'm at Sean Foley Performance on Instagram, and we're at Pro Sender Golf as well. So it's been, we have 21 players on tour using it currently, and we've done a lot in sales, and we're getting a lot of great feedback. I think we sold 6,000. I think we have 7 refunds, so we're feeling pretty good about what we're seeing.
Sean, thank you so much. We're out of time, but let's do it again. I really appreciate
it. Thanks,
Sports Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by Travelers. Travelers, it's better under the umbrella. And by Tourism Ireland, with world-class courses, historic links, stunning scenery, and unmatched hospitality. Experience golf like never before in Ireland. Start planning your dream golf trip today at ireland.com/golf.